Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you've shot really high.
So the biggest difference was, you know, first they out special teamed us, but when you have the number of opportunities we had to put the puck in the back of the net, like second period, you know, from 2-on-1s to breakaways to, you know, Tomer point blank 2-3 times in the slot, backdoor plays, you got to convert. I mean, I'll give the goalie credit. He made some good saves, but I thought we made him look too good.
That on UPL, especially that. I mean, the power play goal, glass is open in the slot, but would you have liked to have a couple
I think,
of bigger?
You know, you just need you. They took advantage of our, you know, our big mistakes on the PK. They made the same mistakes. We didn't take advantage. You either get a big save or you don't get it. You don't get a save. We needed a save. We probably needed a save at the start of the third period. On, you know, we're a little bit over aggressive. We probably need a save there, and we're inches away from turning that one into a 2-on-1.
You guys have gotten better with that, but tonight kind of bit you. I mean, just
a couple of calls. I mean, a little bit iffy on a couple of calls.
When you did for the extra attacker, what did you think about just the response right away from your group and getting that goal?
Well, we got the one. We almost had a second right after it. You know, really believe that with the way things were going, the amount of pressure we put on them that I contemplated when it went 4-on-4 at the 10 or 11 minute mark of pulling them then. But I thought we get down to 5 or 6, that's enough time. And really, if we bury that second one, we've got a great opportunity to get right back in it.
Maybe the biggest turning point, you had a shorthanded breakaway,
yeah,
miss, and then they come right down and score it on the power play. Would you agree?
Could have been, for sure. Could have been 2-2. And it'd turn around and go the other way and make it 3-1. And these are the opportunities I talked about. We had plenty of great opportunities. I thought we skated well. A little bit of our puck movement early in the game from our D to our forwards was a little bit choppy. But when you have the opportunities, the odd-numbered rushes and the breakaways and you only get so many of those, and tonight was a night where we had, you know, we probably had 10 to 15. And, you know, you end up scoring one goal 5-on-5.
You had momentum, you know, coming in with the win over the Hurricanes. You guys played pretty well tonight. Just how do you keep them in a good spot?
Okay. We were in a good spot. I think we were in a good spot tonight. We came out good. We, like I said, we made the mistake at the start of the second, but at, just as Paul mentioned, we bury that opportunity. We're sitting at 2-2, and we didn't. I liked our practice yesterday. I liked the way we skated today. Our putting the puck in the back of the net was our biggest issue.